All right, let's do a business Tuesday on a Monday with our monthly business review, our MBR, with their keeper of all the notes, Blake.
Yeah, this is just a nice hang zone reset for the month of March. Just take a swim through some of the lists I keep, get you updated on the show. Let's start with one of my favorite notes, things Dan or Jake want. Mm-hmm. So these are things that come up during the show, and you guys will say, you know, I want this. And so I'll write them down. And on March 8th, Dan wants to say, you'll never work in this town again.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one.
I don't know who I could say that to about what, though.
Yeah, and especially now, because everything's, you know, global and Zoom. It just doesn't feel like it has the same pop to it that it did, you know, 50
years
ago.
But I want to threaten, I think I wanted to threaten Blake.
Yeah.
If he messed up one more time, I'll tell him, you'll never work in this town again. Because I have such influence in
this
Dallas
town.
Radio.
Yeah.
And I think when you say that, you have to be pointing at them, right?
Of course.
That's the picture I had in my head. The same day, Jake wants Dan to start saying, keep it a buck.
I thought that'd be a good one for you.
Is that like keep it 100?
Yeah. I think we heard it on SportsCenter, maybe.
Okay.
So the...
No. It was the Luca stream, right? When he was
playing.
I'll
be able to pick up chicks.
Yeah, I basically just want you to torment your daughters.
Pick up young chicks.
Report back.
March 20th, Dan wants to live somewhere where the life expectancy is higher.
So is that my daughter? Did you tell her to keep it a buck?
Yeah.
Or no? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm sorry, Blake. What was the next one?
From March 20th, Dan wants to live somewhere where the life expectancy is higher. I think this came up during the Gwyneth Paltrow trial, where people live longer, where you can ski.
I think it came up actually because Ty went to Breckenridge.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Man, dude, there was a life expectancy info graph out this weekend that was shocking. It's exactly what you think it is, but it's like a 20-year difference.
Of what? Where?
Where do you think
Nations?
And where do you think? No, here. Basically starting from East Texas.
Weren't you saying like SEC country is the lower?
Yeah, like 66 years. And
it's 86 in Breckenridge?
Breckenridge, most of California, all of the Northeast,
Yeah, because I was saying I'd like to live in Colorado for a variety of reasons.
I mean, I'll show you the map. Red is 66, blue is 86. That's a 20-year gap right there.
Wow, even the East Coast, huh?
Yeah.
I would think that'd be a lower life expectancy just because of the cold.
Right. And coal.
So what is it? Just...
I mean,
caring about health
probably would take us getting into the world of the politics, which is.
Is it not just avoiding the sun for 6 months?
I mean, that might have something to do with it, but I mean, dude,
California's blue.
California's blue and the border.
Hmm.
Like the South Texas border, really all the way down from like the valley up to El Paso is blue.
Are we in a big red area?
South Florida is blue. We're kind of in the middle. Okay. Now, if you go east of here, things change.
A couple more Jake ones. Jake wants to be on the Dallas Sports Commission.
I want to be in charge of it.
And Jake wants to go to Japan to watch a baseball game.
That's going to happen. That will absolutely happen in my lifetime. Unless I die unexpectedly, I will make sure that that happens.
Kim Spins is the next list. You're up to 416. 8 unique ones from the month of March. Let's just roll through some of the highlights here, just because I like this one. Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, he went to Epstein's Island, Little St. James, and they had a submarine retrofitted so that Stephen Hawking's wheelchair could fit on it, and he could travel under the water. Look it up.
And he sang Under the Sea.
Banger, by the way.
Yeah, good song.
Under the Sea.
Henry Melton.
Cowboy? Yeah. Texas defensive lineman / battering ram at the goal line was involved in a fight at Chill and Grapevine and also used to own the cigar bar down here on Victory Plaza, or was at least an investor, I believe, where you could routinely see Dale Hansen in between the 6 and the 10.
Boy, I'm going to have to update that one. That's great.
Yeah.
That's not a Kemp spin, though.
Not really.
That's just a fun fact.
Fabio?
Fabio attacked by a bird on a roller coaster. That was a big one back in the 90s. That was a big Jay Leno Letterman era. Yeah.
Yeah, bloody face.
Yeah.
All right, some just generic notes from the show. From March 14th, Dan wasn't allowed to ride a horse on his honeymoon because he weighed 245 pounds.
Man, that's a great story.
It is.
And your wife went anyways.
Yeah. With,
get him a Clydesdale.
Well, she was working out before the wedding.
With Latino Fabio. He's shirtless, wearing jeans on his steed.
March 16th, Jake presented us Designated Hitler.
Designated Hitler is a show that I'm trying to get picked up by NBC Universal.
Oh, that was because of the...
It was a college baseball game.
The audio, yeah, yeah. The guy messed up and he said that. But yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Only the same one day, Dan was... I think this was from the past, but Dan used to be called the Rosa Parks of the HOV lane.
By Dan.
Oh, you called yourself that?
Oh, no. Many people.
Yeah, the morning news.
Yeah, a lot of people refer to me because I was, what is it, civil disobedience? What do you call that? Yeah.
Yeah, fighting the good fight.
Yeah, I would drive in the we'd be on, it's the old 635 mm-hmm. before they built the underground tunnel. You know, it'd be just packed. People are going 5 miles an hour, and then there'd be this open lane. Why? That's not solving the traffic problem. People clearly were not carpooling to take advantage of that open lane. So I said, I will help lessen the traffic in here. I will help lessen the pollution going into the air, because I'll get right through the traffic. And then, yeah, a lot of people... I might have started it, but it's kind of like Kobe started the Mamba. Nobody else called him Mamba before he did, and then everybody started doing it, and that's kind of the way it was. I was the Kobe of my era.
Or just like, to make it closer to home, just like King James.
On right. March 20th, we learned that door jam is spelled with a B.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Jam.
It's like pan.
And I felt like a big dummy about that, but then a guy emailed me and said, I sold doors and windows for 5 years before I knew that it was J-A-M-B.
I still doubt whether that's true.
Well,
I've got my questions.
Okay.
I'm doing some of my own research.
Sure.
All right. Final note from the month of March. March 24th, Quincy Carter has two sons named Quincy.
I wish we would have had more time to follow up on that. Because it seems like, and he invoked the name of George Foreman. I guess you brought it up first. And it seems like if you want to do a George Foreman, you have to do a George Foreman. You either have to do all of them, or there's only one of them. But if you have 5, 6 kids and you say, I want to do a Foreman, and you stop at 2, or you decide midstream, as it were, it's kind of a half measure that I don't
get.
Yeah,
but it's a Quincy then.
It's a Quincy.
Not a George Foreman.
That's
He's
right. Just
very
two.
Unique.
Now, we don't know if it's a Gary Payton type situation where there's a Gary Payton II in the NBA and a Gary Payton Jr. who's not. Because Gary Payton Sr., the glove, impregnated, I believe, two women.
At the same time.
Around the same time, who both wanted the name Gary for their offspring.
Yeah, that helps convince the judge that you need the money.
Yeah.
All right, let's move to Jake Has a Buddy here on the Hang Zone NBR.
My favorite.
There's 9 of these from this month.
I like having friends and making friends.
You talk about him a lot. Like on March 1st when you said, Jake has a buddy who works in an Atlanta emergency room who warned Jake COVID was really bad.
I remember that.
Same day, Jake has a buddy who sent him the Rick Carlisle Luca birthday clip. March 10th, Jake has a buddy who got seriously injured on a scooter.
Yes, he's probably listening right now.
Jake had a buddy who was stationed in Japan and would go to Japanese baseball games.
Yes.
Jake had a buddy who spent a lot of his time at his Catholic wedding on his knees in prayer position.
I've only been to one, so I just assumed that was normal.
Jake had a buddy who was Nightman for Halloween.
Yeah, we dressed up as the whole crew. How am I supposed to relay these interesting stories without saying I had a friend who did that?
Jake had a buddy who they would call the Lion King.
Yes. He lied a lot.
And Jake had a buddy who delegated with him about some women being, or some women turning into Roseannes later in life.
Yeah. I think you could be an early Roseanne, too. A lot of people, I got a lot of text messages from people who said, hey, my stepmom's a Roseanne.
All right, a couple more things here. Let's go time capsule. March 6th, Dan's prediction is that Zeke will take a pay cut but still get paid above market.
Ha ha. Dummy.
I'm very surprised the Cowboys didn't even offer that.
No, me too.
Speaking of Dan being a dummy, same day, Jake thinks the Mavs will go 6-1 in the next 7 games.
Okay. Caveat. Immediately, Luka stopped playing. Can we at least say that?
Yes. So they started playing better when he started playing again?
No, but there was a stretch there after the Phoenix game where I thought that team can win. They just beat Philadelphia, and then they lost a lot. And Luka and Kyrie were one or both out for a lot of that time.
All right, points on the show. Mino leading the way with 35, but Dan, you've caught him. You are now tied for first at 35 points. Jake has 31. I have 13. Ham with 9. Tied with 2. Let's just do a couple of these points of the month. And let's start with Ham. This is really funny.
That was a big question mark. So we went to the I went to Jake's flag football championship game. Saw a penalty. I'm trying to remember what it was for.
Encroachment.
Oh, it was for...
Give yourself a point.
It was for... Apparently, if you're in flag football...
That's very, pretty good.
Very yeah. good, Ham.
We happen to have the encroachment drop, and Ham... big sports fan, Ham.
They stopped saying that in NFL games.
Did they?
They never call it anymore, do they? Don't they just call offsides?
Offsides or...
Neutral zone infraction.
Like there was an era, though, they'd say encroachment all the time.
Yeah.
Let's do one more point. This is from Dan earlier in the month.
Yeah, that's
yeah. If it has to be yours, I guess it's not my birthday anymore.
We got you something. We're going to do that tomorrow. We give Tim Kalishaw Barnes & Noble gift cards every time he appears on the show, and we get Gordon... items that smell like vagina. So next week we have...
okay, yeah.
Next week we have...
Next week we have Jake's knuckle.
Nice off-mic Ham laugh there.
Knuckle?
Yeah, just here's your knuckle.
Number one!
I've heard stories.
All right. And then the final thing...
Have
that,
you?
The final thing we'll do for the Hang Zone March MBRs, we'll end with a nice... Words with Dan. This from March 21st.
Well, then how would you do Tiny House in the dark?
Well, I think it would be terrible.
And have you done, what's the deprivation tank or whatever? What
no.
is that? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you would, though.
Yeah.
Or you've done the thing where you get frozen. What did I do with Adam Romo?
Cryo?
Yeah.
I've done that.
Thing you get frozen.
Yeah. There was a lot of searching there for you. And those are really not... that's similar, other than that there's you're confined to a small space, I guess.
Well, yeah, because you said you were claustrophobic.
Yeah, but one of them's like 5 minutes, the other one's an hour. But yeah, the thing where you get frozen, frostbite.
But you knew right away.
Because I know you, yes.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
This works well.
Yeah. All right.
And I'd like to dedicate that monthly business review presented by Blake to all of our law enforcement
yes.
officers and professionals.
We back the blue here
in Dallas-Fort Worth, but not just Dallas-Fort Worth, all of Texas, all of America. Thanks.